Locker Room Chats here on KNZA continue tonight as we're gearing up for week one of high school football on Friday night. Brandon Tamman, we're joined now by Riverside football coach Bryce Payton. It's brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Cyclones will open the season on Friday night at Jackson Heights, which you can catch right here on KNZA, but certainly a lot to get to before that game on Friday. Coach, again, obviously high expectations. You bring back as much as any experience, really, or as much experience as any team in the state. You guys had a very good year in 2024, winning 7 games and a 5-1 mark in league play. It seems to be the expectations are pretty high, and I'm sure you and your coaches are geared up here for 2025.
Yeah, you know, it's been great. You know, we have a bunch of kids that are coming back, and, you know, it's great to see our numbers overall, you know, just being in 40s. It's just great to have, it's been great. We have a great group of kids, and you know, they've worked real hard, and they kind of understand the way the ropes are and the way, you know, varsity games are played and figuring out the league. You know, in first year in the league last year, so kids are gearing up and figuring out which teams are the big games, quote unquote, and who the guys are on those teams and the dudes we got to stop. So it's been good, and we're anxious to kick the season off.
Well, we're certainly kind of strapped for time. You know, wish we could kind of just go through everybody, and I'm sure you're excited for a lot of kids on your roster who have a lot of experience coming back, but maybe highlight a couple kids for us, maybe two or three kids coming back who maybe you're most excited to see, you know, play for you this season. Who are some guys that are standing out for you, maybe expecting to do some big things for you?
You know, on the offensive side of the ball, we had some guys graduate. That was the side of the ball. We had a couple linemen graduate, and we had Luke Bennett kind of step up in a center role for us. You know, he kind of came to us last spring and said, you know, he was, you know, down the depth chart a little bit as a wide receiver, and said, what's he got to do to get on the field? And you know, he grew an inch or two and gained 20 pounds, and you know, he's worked really, really hard, and he's kind of accepted that role and wanted that role for it, and he's won. And then some skill guys, you know, Mason Hayes, he was banged up last year, and he's just a tough kid that just played through stuff, but you could tell he was not his normal self, and I think he's going to have a great year for us. You know, of course, Beckham, we hope that he continues to proceed in the right direction at quarterback, and then Ty and Keegan Chase on the outside. You know, I look for them to have big years and be able to step up when we need them. And the best thing is we've got so many of them that are able to take a play and take it for 60 or so. So pretty dynamic overall. Just looking at those guys, and then on the defensive side of the ball, I think Hunter Hartman is very, very underrated as a middle linebacker. And he made a lot of tackles for us last year, and I'm hoping that he has another great year. And if he does, we'll be pretty good. So, and a sophomore, Gavin Schoenfelder, on defense as well. I think he's going to cause some problems this year.
Yeah, you mentioned Hartman led the team last year, 67 total tackles. But certainly the expectations are high, no doubt about it. We're talking with Bryce Payton, Riverside football coach. They gear up for road trip to Jackson Heights on a Friday night, which will be right here on KNZA. We'll talk about that matchup after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a few more minutes here with Riverside football coach. That is Bryce Payton. It is brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Riverside at Jackson Heights, a marquee week one matchup here inside the Northeast Kansas League. Coach, so much to kind of get ready for this game. There's a lot of buildup to this game, let's just say that. You know, on paper, you're looking at Jackson Heights Riverside with the bevy of experience, the way it went last year, and certainly a lot can be figured out here in week one. So a very big challenge in week one at Jackson Heights. I guess the initial thoughts on this week one matchup.
You know, it's going to be tough. You know, they've got a good program. It doesn't seem like they dip down. They're able to go in and out of formations that could cause some problems. And anytime you've got an all-state dynamic quarterback that allows you to do a lot of things, and that's what they have, and they're going to lean on him and a lot of the guys up front that are returning. So I know they kind of lost some guys in the backfield, but you know, there's always more, and I know they got some kids coming up, and so it's definitely going to be a big challenge, and probably, you know, I'd say neither one of us are probably going to play a perfect game, you know, being week one, so we can just minimize the mistakes, see where we're at.
I'm just kind of curious from a coaching perspective, you know, I would have to imagine maybe the most challenging game, you know, in a season might be week one, just because there's so many unknowns. Jackson Heights is a team that can certainly make a deep run, find their way down the road, maybe in a state championship game here in 2025. I guess maybe, are you more excited to play a team of that caliber in week one to really truly find out who your team is and where you guys are at this early?
Right, and I think we both are. I think we both are at an advantage. You know, I think they return 7 or 8 kids on both sides of the ball, and we return a ton of kids. So I don't foresee. You know, I think it's going to be a bunch of kids that know how to play out there. But I think it's just going to be more of a feeling out process and who can take advantage early and minimize the mistakes. But yeah, you know, this is a very, very big game and has implications, you know. I think this was our, you know, last year it was their closest game till they hit the playoffs. So obviously if they win week one, you know, that's going to set them up, not only for the league, but also for districts as well, and then in playoffs. So, and same for us, but neither one of our seasons are going to end, after week one. So, both of us, I think, are going to continue to get better throughout the season, but we're looking forward to the matchup as they are too, and see where we stand I think we're taking it one step at a time where, yes, we want to win the game. Yes, we have to be disciplined to do the things we need to do. But I think both us and Coach Wick kind of understand that, you know, regardless of outcome, this is not going to define our season one way or the other. So, but yes, our kids are looking forward to it, and as they are too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we really appreciate it, just give us kind of the keys for this game. I mean, what's it going to take for you guys to go on the road, hostile environment, and come out of this Friday night tilt 1-0?
Yeah, last year after week one, I think we rushed for like 40 yards or something really, really low and almost embarrassing. So we changed some things up after week one last year, and they had a great defensive front and backers. So so I think we got to be able to run the football. We got to be able to manage the clock and contain Drake. You know, contain Drake and minimize the mistakes, penalties. We can't set ourselves up. We need to be manageable on second, third down.
There it is, Riverside football coach Bryce Payden. They'll be at Jackson Heights on Friday nights. That'll be our feature game on 103.9. Also catch it live on the Cobra Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, thanks again for joining us. Excited to get this thing going, and excited to see you guys on Friday night. Thanks again.
Thanks, Brandon. I appreciate it, as always.